Tickets are now on sale for Side by Side, Union Gallery's annual major fundraiser. Join us on Saturday, February 8th for an afternoon of live music, artsy activities, and a lottery-style draw where everyone is a winner. Take home a one-of-a-kind artwork and support Union Gallery's nonprofit mission. Come visit the exhibition or check out the online catalog to see the 100-plus works available. Head to uniongallery.ca and get your tickets for Side by Side today.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Vous écoutez CFRC, ici Charlotte Cardin.
Keep your pets on a leash.
Dogs and cats that are off-leash can hurt baby bunnies by digging up the bunny nest. Sandy Pines has helped hundreds of bunnies because they were orphaned or their habitat was destroyed.
A dog's bite could really injure a smaller animal, so please keep your pets in a fenced area or on a leash.
If you find an injured animal, please call Sandy Pines and they will help.
This message was brought to you by the students of Odessa Public School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Hey, we're Girl Dad, and you're listening to
CFRC
101.9 FM.
Waiter.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Did you know tips and tricks to limit alcohol use, especially during adult social gatherings? The province of Ontario recommends adults who use alcohol to drink slowly and consume lots of water, to eat before and while they are drinking, and to choose alcohol-free beverages and activities. Learn more about your health and the safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Kingston, this is your indie wake-up call.
Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie wake-up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning, Cindy.
Oh my God, let's do this. It's the Indie Wake Up Call. As usual, it's going to be a busy one.
It's going to be a busy one. Actually, last week...
It was weird.
We were lulled into this weird bliss. We had no guests. Just us hanging out the whole time.
I know.
But this week, we're more than making up for it.
We are. I don't hear any music coming from my computer.
We'll figure that out. That's why two of us in here.
Oh my God. Where are men I trust? I don't trust that I'm not hearing men I trust.
That's okay.
Do we? Yeah. How do we feel about that? Let's just keep going. It is a snow day today for all the high schoolers out there who are definitely up and listening to Indie Wake Up Call right now. I know that's what they're certainly. Doing. I was just saying, my daughter's 16 and she has an exam today. The French kids go early and she's angry. So she's on this group chat this morning, convincing all of her buddies to actually still go to school and demand that they get to write their exam.
That is anarchy.
Nerd energy.
In the name of...
I think it's also, you can identify that when you do have an exam and you're planning to write it and you have your, like your body is ready to write it.
Yeah. You want it done.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see how that goes for them. I don't know if it's going to go well, but that's happening because there is snow coming. That's the other side of that information there. We're going to get some snow this afternoon. It looks like it's going to start a little later in the afternoon and continue into this evening. So we've got some snow. Also, we were saying we have a lot of guests. We have a lot of guests and they are all student bands because there's a lot of activity on campus and in the hub with all sorts of acts coming up. And here we go. Yeah. You're hearing some music there? Yes.
Here he is.
I know this guy. Harrison. Anyway, so yeah, let's break down some of our guests.
Okay, so first up, we've got Clay Pigeons coming in at 8:30 a.m. So not too long, about 20 minutes. And after that, we've got Color Theory coming in at 9 a.m. and Carnelian at 9:30.
All right, when was the last time you saw Color Theory?
I actually saw Color Theory at the Broom Factory at the end of last year. And they were opening.
Right.
And that was actually the first time I'd seen them.
Yeah, I haven't seen them in a year, so exciting.
I think a few of their members were on exchange, things like that, but they're back and up and running.
Amazing.
And they're playing next week on Wednesday, the 22nd of January, and I'm sure we're going to talk all about that today. But we'll save that for later. But Color Theory, haven't seen them in a while. Carnelian.
I feel like we see them often around. Around, we see them.
I saw them in the Arcus today.
Okay, so we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that. And I just want to thank Black Dog Hospitality for being the sponsor of the Indie Wake Up Call. And if you want to check out what CFRC is up to lately, we're up to a lot of things. Go to cfrc.ca. You can find out how to be a volunteer there as well. And yeah, we're just going to get this show going. We want to get started with some Mountain Head. They're playing the Broom. And I'll get you some more details on that show. But I was like, okay, I know this band. I know the name. I'm not so sure. But then I saw a picture of them. I'm like, no, I don't think I know who they are. But then I listened to them and they're one of those bands. They don't sound like what you think they're going to sound like when you judge a book by the cover of the band.
Well, I'm excited to listen.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen the photo or heard the music. So
they are. Yeah. Go look at them. And they are influenced by a lot of older hip hop. Wu-Tang's going to make you, this song's going to make you think of Wu-Tang a little bit. We're going to play some Shimmy Shimmy Ya. Let's go.
Wu-Tang. Jimmy, Jimmy, ask
jump on stage and then I did that. So I can take it away.
Terrorize.
I like them. I told you, like, that's, I think that's my favorite song this week.
Really?
Yeah, every once in a while I'll declare a song that I like this week. Mm-hmm. So it's a band called Dark Side. They're from New York City, and they've got an album coming out on February 28th. It's called Nothing. They've been around for a while. They all went to Brown University. They're from, like I said, they're from New York City now. And they're playing, they're, because we always talk about, let's get concert tickets. They are playing, I was surprised about this actually, they're playing History.
Really?
Yeah, on March 15th. And in Montreal, they're going to play MTELUS at March 16th. So there's something I don't know. Clearly, those are good venues. Mm-hmm. And they obviously have a following. I think I might have heard of them before. No, I'm pretending. I don't think I know who they were. I'm trying to be like, oh yeah, I'm cool enough to know that they should be playing MTELUS. That's a big venue. That's where Last Dinner Party played and so many other people. But anyway, I just love that track. My, do you ever do that? Like, I like this song right now, if anybody asks you.
I always do that because it's way too hard to choose one for any length of time longer than that.
Like, don't you find like when you have a morning radio show or a show, people are always asking you like, what are you listening to? And I'm always hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, especially like when we did our year end roundup.
Oh God.
I found that so hard.
And really like afterwards, because it was a great recording, but didn't you find like, oh, I forgot?
I know.
I forgot to mention
some
big ones.
At the end, I felt like terrible. I was like, oh no, I forgot this song that I really liked, this album or this artist. But that's always the way. Better off to just choose them weekly.
And aren't we lucky that there are too many to choose from?
Exactly.
Right. So anyway, we got Clay Pigeons coming into the studio very soon. Everybody knows about their whole thing with the Arkells this past fall on campus. Yeah. That was so fun.
Had a front row seat to everything that happened.
That's great. As you should. And they have a brand new single for us. I want to play Coronation. That's a very new song from them as well. But we're going to save the new song for them to talk about. They're going to come in about 8:30. So yeah, not so far away, as well as Color Theory and Carnelian are coming in. Get your student band fixed this morning on Indie Wake Up Call. And I don't know, I'm looking around here. What do we want to play next? After Coronation, I guess, I think it's just going to be a surprise. We've got a lot lined up. And oh, I want to play the Sky Ferreira song from the Baby Girl soundtrack. Mm. You guys were talking about that last week.
I've never seen Baby Girl yet.
I haven't seen it yet. All right, what do we
got? I've heard mixed reviews about Baby Girl. But Sophia said it's good. I trust her.
So Coronation is not, like, our Clay Pigeons.
No, I don't think so.
Oh my
God. I really don't think so.
I've done that
so
many times.
I just was thinking about it. I think this is their first single that they're bringing to us today.
Okay, so that's what I was confused about. We got to talk about Spotify then too and what they're going to do.
I know.
That is so, okay, because I was like, there's not a lot of songs from them.
I don't know. But yeah, I think this is their first single that they're bringing to us today.
Oh, thank God.
But we're going to hear a lot more about it from them.
Okay, well then let's keep it local then. Let's go with some Sugar Pills. Thank you for correcting me.
No, that's okay. I had this weird feeling. I was like, Cindy, I don't think
that
we are.
I've done that before. Have you done that yet?
No.
Oh, you're going to. It's the worst. We almost did. Okay, let's go with some Sugar Pills this morning. Sugar Pill from the Sugar Pills. Follow them on Instagram. They're a lot of fun. It's Cindy Wake Up Call.
Outside, admiring our poster. Evan's waiting on a drink he ordered 20 minutes ago. An old guy just offered me a beer, but I know if I take it, I'll have to stay here. And all of this has got me wondering if I should have gone home when Caleb did. And now it's 2 a.m. and so I'll offer them a handful of sugar. Wait for it to inevitably.
get myself out of this mess. I've gotta get myself a car that drives. I've got to burn that dress. Bang, bang, bang. I'd like to see the smirk exploding from his face. Oh well, he should've cut my shopping cart. Should've cut my place. Bang, bang, bang. He don't get hard unless he takes his gun to bed. And little Jimmy gets a being nice. Two shots in the head. Washington gets dinner dates and fancy IPAs, and Newtown still gets roll calls from the NRA. Well, they can't call. Pushing 4'2". I got no problem with nobody. He had no business in my drive. Well, he was probably my say no more. I'm Whiskey Hotel White. Well, they can call.
I'm
So Sky Ferreira came out of retirement.
She did, for that song.
All right. I like it. Do I love it? Do you love it?
To be seen.
To be seen. I think we need to see the movie. It's from Baby Girl.
Yeah. Sophia's seen it. I don't know. I've heard mixed reviews from a lot of people.
Okay.
I think I've heard that you don't need to see it in the cinema. But, you know, each to their own.
Okay. Well, before that, we had a track called Bang, Bang, Bang from Sports Team. I really like that song. It's weird. Perfect for Indie Wake Up Call. And we had Sugar Pill by The Sugar Pills, which we both gave a thumbs up.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Local band, go see them. And like I said, follow them on Instagram. They have some pretty good content on there. Speaking of local bands, we have a guest. Our first guest this morning.
Yeah, you're number one.
Oh, beautiful segue. Beautiful segue. Thank you for having me.
No problem.
So we got Ben in the studio from Clay Pigeons. Now, Ben, last time you were here, it was a pretty exciting day for you guys. And that was the day that you played at Clark Hall Pub with the Arkells.
Yeah, that was probably one of the craziest days I've ever experienced. Totally spur of the moment. We got the text, I think, the day before, maybe a day and a half before. And, you know, when the Arkells are coming to town, you got to get prepped. You got to get ready. And it was an amazing experience. They were the best. They were so nice. And, like, playing with them, getting to, like, share music with them, and then also being able to talk to them, you know, advice, like, go to the show and see them perform, see how they control the stage. It was incredible.
Yeah, yeah. And have you kept in touch since then?
Since then, only a little bit. You know, we've tagged them on Instagram. There's been a little back and forth, but not too much. Maybe we got to hit them up for a collab.
What did they impart upon you? Like, you know, you get those brief moments, but what did you get out of them that you feel like, oh, never thought of that? That's something we're going to keep in our toolbox. Like, what was something you learned from them?
You know, I think one of the biggest, most impactful things was seeing Max, the lead singer, on stage, like down at Slush Puppy Place. And there's this moment of seeing, like, literally a spotlight on him. Like, you could see the dust, like, glimmering in it. And seeing him do these tricks with the mic and, like, the way the crowd reacts. And I think seeing that control over the crowd and seeing it as a performance that was really just to be seen. And, you know, projecting that out to the world, it's like he could have been playing to 10,000 people or two. It wouldn't have made a difference.
Definitely. And I was at that show as well, and, like, he came into the crowd, and I really got the feeling that they really care about their crowd, which I think is also reflected in, you know, the control that they have over their performance and things like that.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but you're in here for a very special reason today.
That's true.
And Clay Pigeons has a new single coming out, and we are very lucky to have it one day early. But so you've clearly been busy since we last saw you.
Oh, we have definitely been busy. We played quite a few shows last semester. And I guess this is also a first announcement. We haven't even posted anything about it, but our first show is going to be February 7th at the Mansion. And I think part of the reason why we haven't played as many shows, we're not playing in January, is because we've been in the studio writing, recording, and we got our first single ready to go.
Amazing. And what was that process like? Writing, recording, getting this one ready to go?
You know, it's been a long process. I think over the course of the last, you know, 6 months, we've refined it a lot. Like, this song that's coming out tomorrow was originally written by our guitarist, Tyler, at least the guitar part, I think when he was 12 years old.
Really?
Because he's a prodigy and a genius. And so we started working on this song last summer, ended up getting it done, and we've been refining it, and then finally got it recorded at the end of December. And since then, we've just been so much more writing, and we want to get back in the studio, do some more recording. We have a second song already on the way, but hopefully more to record. And it's been incredible just being creative with the band, going back and forth, everybody pitching their ideas, you know, showing what they got. It's been amazing.
Awesome. And I know we have heard a little of your own music at some live shows. Is this the same song that you played at the Mansion Battle of the Bands?
This is not going to be the same song that we played at the Mansion Battle of the Bands. It's one that, if you know, if you're a fan of the Clay Pigeons and you've been to the shows, then you've probably heard it before.
Uh-huh.
It's called On the Run.
Okay.
And that other song, I think, is called Pain, and that one will be coming soon as well.
Okay, so for all the diehard fans, you're going to know this one already. But so there's seven of you, and in the studio and in the writing and recording process, how do you guys collaborate all together, and how do you make sure everyone's voice is heard?
Yeah, so obviously it's tricky with seven people. You know, it starts with a core, you know, when it's not just like, okay, everybody, let's write something. Everybody play something at once, you know, it ends up messy. But, you know, when someone comes in with an idea and then it's like, oh, maybe your part could go like this, but you know, I want you to have your free, like, do what you want. What do you think will sound good for your part? Going around, you know, having time separately or in small groups to brainstorm and then coming together, like also just jamming kind of trial by fire, you know, even if you don't have a part figured out, you figure one out when you're all playing together.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And where did you guys record?
So this track was actually recorded with a student who goes by Trillamadeit on Instagram. Amazing producer. So we went to the studio with him, and it's been an amazing recording process. He did a killer job with the mix and master. So check out Trillamadeit on Instagram. And yeah, it was wonderful recording with him.
Awesome. All right. So looking into the summer, do you guys talk about that? Because I know bands live by the semester on campus. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What, like Longview, what are you guys talking about?
Longview, we're talking about a lot. You know, it's been a different stages for the band. You know, the two semesters ago, like in the winter semester of last year, we knew we had something, but we really didn't get the chance to play that many shows. And then this past semester, we played as much as we could. I think we played, must have been 9 or 10 shows last semester. Wow. Which was a lot. And so we're trying to, you know, make those bigger plans in the future, do those bigger events more spaced out. And so we have some stuff. Nothing confirmed yet, but we have a charity event potentially in the works in Toronto, which we want to organize. Actually, this is more of a private event, but there's a wedding that we're planning on playing.
Want a video. I want a music video.
Oh, music video.
Like Maroon 5 style.
Oh, that would be incredible. Yeah. So that's the wedding of two other producers that we worked with for recording.
Oh my God. That's so sweet.
That's awesome.
Okay. Let's talk about what we've got coming up very soon. So we've got your single coming out tomorrow, mm-hmm. On the Run. And you also have a single release show that's somewhat more low key. Is that right?
Yes, that is true. That's going to be more of like a for closer friends kind of thing, but it's going to be a little party. We're going to, you know, try to get people excited for the single, play some songs, and just have a good time.
Nice. And then after that, everyone can see you at the Mansion February 7th. Is that right?
Exactly. We're playing with Ducks in the Attic, incredible band.
I've heard great things about those guys.
Ducks in the Attic are incredible. They were there at the first ever charity show that we played before we were the Clay Pigeons, when we were still by a different name and with different people, and we saw them play and we thought they were great, and then now they're back, and yeah, they're quite wonderful.
Okay, amazing. Any last words about On the Run before we give it a spin?
All I got to say is that Clay Pigeons are going up, you know, only up from here.
All right. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you.
Here's On the Run.
Yeah. your days are uneventful. No one ever thinks about you. She goes her own way. She goes her own way. I think your days are over. Think about